Uzbek silk spun with child labor. Stay tuned for UnNews. August 2010, Kokand, Uzbekistan. 15-year-old Dilorom Nishanova has been working 20-hour days growing silkworms since she was 8. The poor, benighted youth does not even know of a better way. Her innocent brown eyes gleaming brightly, she says, quote, "Children everywhere help their parents with the chores, don't they?" Unquote. Not so, say child rights activists. Dilorom and other children should be in government schools, learning how to fill out forms, masturbate, and feel bad about their country's past. School attendance also fosters a sense of community, except for a few bad eggs who can be knocked down with Ritalin. These activists say working in the fields, by comparison, is abusive. And the 25-day silk growing season falls in May, in direct conflict with final exams. Wide participation in these exams shows that Uzbekistan is a modern and well-educated country. Old habits die hard, however. The very name of this town means child slavery in the inscrutable Uzbek language. Dilorom's emaciated father, Adham, farms 10 acres here. The post-Soviet government gives him silkworm eggs, though it has been straggling on giving him title to the supposedly privatized farm or payment for the 2006 harvest. After the silk is delivered, he says, quote, "All we have left is the mulberry trees for firewood," unquote. That means no one eats for the rest of the year, a state of affairs this reporter finds shocking. So does Ganikhon Mamakhonov, a rights activist who investigated many cases of abuse. He says, quote, "Silk farming opens an annual season of forced labor and abuse," unquote. In contrast, Kakhor Yabkashdiyev of the country's agriculture ministry says, quote, "Children are not involved, only adults are. You must be thinking of Kyrgyzstan. Follow that road a few miles. Right past the checkpoint, you'll get there," unquote. But child labor in Uzbekistan and elsewhere has been widely documented, and U.S. companies like Walmart refuse to stock Uzbek silk. Dilorom says, quote, "That's okay. Sewing on Made in U.S. labels is how we keep my 5-year-old sister busy." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.